during the COVID-19 crisis, I've heard a lot of people say, I can't wait until we get back to normal. Before we go back to normal, change the way you think about change. Now that we've had this forced slowdown time, it's given me time to reflect upon how I was doing life and how many of us were doing life. My conclusion is that I'm not sure many of the things we were doing should be considered normal. I was flying around the country multiple times a month to the point that Delta Sky Club felt like my second office. I was buying food every day or every other day as I needed it with no specific menu for the week. And I was jamming so much in my calendar, the only open time was maybe 6 hours during which I could potentially sleep. For a long time before COVID-19, I've been saying to myself, I have to slow down. I have too much on my plate. But like so many of us, I've changed nothing dramatically enough to make a difference. Enter a pandemic that grounds us from travel and locks us in our homes. The change has been extreme, and while I don't plan on staying holed up in my home forever, I'm not sure I will go completely back to what we called normal at the beginning of the year. The pitch challenge today: change the way you think about change. Even what may seem like a bad change can be a positive change. Right now, I'm locked down at my home and alone, but as a result, I'm listening more to my body and giving it what it needs when it needs it, like connecting with others, food, exercise, and rest. I'm also saving a lot of money, rethinking priorities, and giving myself space for self-reflection. Many of these changes are good and changes I want to adopt as my new normal. What about you? What change in your life has been positive from your current crisis that you want to adopt as your new normal? Is it spending more time with your children or significant other? Maybe being more generous and flexible with your coworkers or employees, or perhaps simply taking better care of your health or becoming more proactive with your finances. Changing the way we think about change can keep us from dangerously drifting back to what we thought was normal, when in actuality may have been excessively abnormal.